It's Monday, July 24th, 2006.
Okay, let's begin.
Thanks for listening to this special, extra-long Songs You Might Have Missed by bands often played on the Sounds in My Head episode of The Sounds in My Head. My name's Daniel.
If you think I'm good, you should have seen the one who taught me.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That right there was Electric President out of Florida doing I'm Not the Lonely Son, I'm the Ghost from their second of two EPs called You Have the Right to Remain Awesome. And that's a pretty good title because all the songs on the two EPs are pretty darn acceptably good. I might even go so far as to call them awesome. Electric President is a band I've played before on the Sounds in My Head, but I haven't played that song, and you might have missed that song because it's on these little EPs that are digital downloads or imports only, so they're kind of obscure-ish. You might have missed them, so that's how they found their way onto this special, extra-long Songs You Might Have Missed by bands often played on the Sounds in My Head episode of this here show. Look for links to everything I talk about on the show on the website, as always. And up next, it's a band from New York City called Luna. They are one of my favorite disband bands. That is, bands that are no longer bands. And they have a new record out. Even though they don't exist as a band anymore, they put out a collection of all the different songs that they have covered. Though, interestingly, without the John Lennon cover that they did for Mr. Jealousy. So figure that one out. I can't. But otherwise, pretty much all of the Luna covers that they ever did. It's a record called Lunified, which is a pretty clever title, because if you take a song and then Luna covers it, what do? They kind of made it, I don't know, Lunified. So we're going to hear In the Flesh, the Blondie song, which it's not the most awesome cover ever, but it's a pretty good cover, and I love the song In the Flesh, and it's pretty solid. So check it out, Luna doing Blondie from Lunified. Here's In the Flesh on The Sounds of My Head.
Now, the stem cell research bill passed both houses of Congress, but yesterday, the president vetoed the bill. Tony Snow said the president's veto showed no moral ambiguity.
The simple answer is he thinks murder's wrong.
Well, Tony Snow's right about one thing. That's a pretty simple answer.
I think it's important to promote a culture of life. I think a hospitable society is a society where every being counts and every person matters.
Every being counts. Every person matters.
How many Iraqi citizens have died in this war? I would say 30,000, more or less.
We'll be right back. feel like there's a certain part of Bush's personality that really hasn't been explained. I mean, there's the Jewish mother, there's the Italian-American mother, there's all these kinds of mothers, and there's a WASP mother. And what a WASP mother is really, really great at is denial. And having lived with it, I just assume that everyone knows this. If you look back at the Bush family, before Bush became president, he was widely perceived, even among his own family, as kind of the loser guy. You remember this anecdote where the Queen of England was coming to dinner at the White House back in like 89-90, and Mrs. Bush sat George W. at the far end of the table because she was sort of afraid that he might, you know, drink and say something untoward. And, you know, she's always been very protective of him. And there have been numerous anecdotes of people saying something slightly sort of digging about George W. And she rears up and protects her weakest cub, always just sort of covering up. When he got the DUI, that was all, you know, sort of fixed with a phone call and everything. And I thought that was one of the most revealing things about the most recent summit.
There was a microphone that was on that captured Bush talking with Tony Blair while he was also
He was eating a eating. Hot, he said a bad word. But beyond that, what he actually said was so revealing about where he comes from, which was, remember what he said. He said, Kofi just needs to get on the phone to Assad and call him up and tell the Hezbollah to just stop that business. This is the life he grew up in. You make a phone call to a friend of a friend, and it's ended. There's no need to have a more complex understanding of the situation than that. If we could only just get the right contact at the club to make the right call, then all of that would just go away.
Come by, my friend. Now with Kent Jones. Now.
Dateline New York, 40 minutes into a screening of Kevin Smith's new comedy, Clerks 2, Good Morning America film critic Joel Siegel did something he's never done before. Siegel walked out, but not before bellowing to a room full of fellow critics, "Time to go! First movie I've walked out in 30 bleeping years." Evidently, he was offended by a discussion about, well, I can't discuss it either without offending Rachel, so because I don't want her to walk out on me, let's just say there was some talk about a donkey. Said Siegel, quote, "It was so foul and mean and repulsive, I finally realized I could not say anything positive. I hope he doesn't make any more movies." Picking up the gauntlet, Smith had this reply to Siegel on his MySpace blog. Getting a bad review from Siegel is like a badge of honor. This is the guy who stole his mustachioed critic shtick from Gene Shalit years ago and still refuses to give it back. This is a guy who seemingly prides himself on his own nyuk-nyuk wordplay. For Pirates 2, he made us all titter with yo-ho-ho and a bottle of fun. He made us squeal with delight when he wrote, "Wheelie good time for cars." I mean, Fozzie f***ing Bear laughs at this guy. I don't need Joel Siegel to pimp my s*** the way he apparently pimps M. Night Shyamalan's, gushing over his flick The Lady in the Water before he's even seen it. But s*** man, how about a little common f***ing courtesy? You never, never disrupt a movie simply because you don't like it. Cardinal rule of movie going: shut your f***ing mouth while the movie's playing. I don't come down to your job and slap the taste out of your mouth for coming up with a line like, "Shark Tale is a halibut good time." So don't f*** with my stuff while it's still screening. What are you, a 12-year-old boy cutting loose with your pals at a Friday night screening of Scary Movie 4 while your parents are in a theater down the hall watching The Devil Wears Prada? Leave the diva-like behavior and drama queen antics to the movie stars, not the movie reviewer, you rude bitch. Clerks 2, it's that good. This is Kent Jones of the Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Mornings. Vigilance.
Thank you.
You just heard three big songs by three awesome bands that I love a lot here on the Sounds of My Head. I play them all the time because I love them. And they were the three best shows I've seen recently as well. So the first was The Concretes from Sweden, and they were doing The First Time. It's a B-side from their On the Radio single, which is a very quality single, as is The Chosen One single. You should pick both of those up for some good B-sides of Concrete songs. Very good stuff. All available on iTunes, so you don't have to pay the hefty import prices and so on and so forth. Very awesome. And they did a super great show a few months back. They did a great show at Bowery, and it was so good that it was able to overcome the people standing next to us, like, dancing and ramming into us and vomiting, which was not at all cool. But the show itself was awesome because, and I don't know what those people were doing at The Concretes, but The Concretes put on a fantastic show. So if you ever get a chance to see them, you'll want to do that because they were great. Then, after The Concretes, we heard Scotland's Camera Obscura. They did a cut from their new record called Let's Get Out of This Country, called Come Back Margaret, which originally when I listened to the album, I gave it 4 stars. And then when I went and saw them live, they did this song, and it just somehow it made it click for me. Now it's a total 5-star song, one of my favorites on the record, and every time I hear it, it makes me smile. I wanted to share that with you because it's such a great song. All right, then another Scottish band, Belle and Sebastian, did Baby Jane from their new EP called White Collar Boy. It's a single from their new record, which I've played before. Not the best EP ever, but I want to put them on too because, man, they did a great show on July 4th in the Battery Park. They did an awesome show. They did a lot of songs they don't do live all the time anymore, which made me very happy. And so I love the Belle and Sebastian, and I wanted to get a little bit of them on here too. And, you know, Baby Jane, not the worst song, but just not the best song by Belle and Sebastian, certainly. And, you know, I say the best shows I've seen lately is what I just played, but I gotta tell you, I also, this past weekend, went and saw Jens Lechman. And I'll tell you what, that right there, that is a quality show. He had the full band with the brass section and the, there's every kind of instrument. There's everything from accordions to triangles to bonga drums to cowbells, you name it, he's got it. He's like a 7-person polyphonic spree from Sweden. That's what Jens Lechman's like. But I'll tell you what, he is great live. You've got to see this. I was blown away by how great he was, and he did You Are the Light, which of course is one of my favorite Jens Lechman songs, as evidenced by my girlfriend's request of it on this show a few weeks back. And to tell you, here goes an alternate version of it. Here's the reprise, just for grins, of Jens Lechman finishing up this great concert season that I've had lately with all these awesome shows. If you can ever see Jens, you should go check him out. All right, here it goes. You Are the Light reprise. It's from the You Are the Light single, which you can get online. And here it is right now in the Sounds of My Head. It's very short.
So what are you going to play right
well,
now?
Well, if you'll remember, Janine, in February of 2003, this was a month before George Bush started his illegal invasion and occupation of Iraq, we did a version of the Majority Report.
Right.
And it was the first Majority Report. You were the first guest on the show. You remember everybody thought you were a lunatic for saying these type of things.
Yeah.
Let's play this. Number two.
Well, here's my concern about this war. Now, first of all, I've got no problem with liberating the Iraqi people. I've got no problem with getting rid of Saddam Hussein. I think it's a fantastic idea. The problem is you have the sort of the wrong guys with the wrong plan to do the right thing. And it's a lose-lose situation for everybody because you have the humanitarian disaster of the Iraqi civilian population that's already been traumatized by 12 years of sanctions and periodic bombings. And so they're going to really have a lot of high casualties. Then you're going to have the potential of very, very high military casualties. There could be extremist groups that gang up on them. But beyond that, subset B is, of course, the economy, which is... as you know, going to be basically unsalvageable.
It's
and
a disaster.
If there's going to be more generations to follow, they're going to be paying this off for years and years and generations to come.
pick myself up off the ground. And all you used to do was criticize me, but now I find the good and I emphasize it. See, you would always get so sensitive and try to turn your transgressions into my guiltiness. But now I'm certain of the way I live and what I'm responsible for in this twisted game. And it's such a shame that you try to make pain another word for my name. Whether giving or receiving, it's one and the same. Just one more link in your long ass chain. But it's time to break this frame of my strength for well. Time to jump off this negative cycle we've built. Gave my heart, but my self-respect you won't steal. Now it's time to let you go if you can't hear or feel me.
I do love me the Fatboy Slim. That's right, that was Fatboy Slim. He has a new greatest hits record, which you would have really had to try to avoid hearing about, I think, because I don't really pay much attention to anything, and I tell you, I heard about it a long time ago, so I'm sure you have too. Why Try Harder is the name of it, which it's funny. It's like when you're number one, why try harder, which is a pretty funny thing for Fatboy Slim. And I like the European album art better than the American album art, so that's why you got that there in the album art if you were paying attention. That song that we just heard was called That Old Pair of Jeans, which is a song he recorded just for this Greatest Hits record. Otherwise, it's filled with stuff that all the gems of Fatboy Slim's past. And if you've never bought anything by Fatboy Slim for some bizarre reason, like you hate yourself or your mom abused you when you were a child or something, which those are the only two reasons I can think of, then you owe it to yourself to pick up this Greatest Hits. I didn't have to buy it because I already owned everything, but I tell you, if you don't own everything, you should definitely pick it up. And you can always buy that one song in iTunes. You can just go in the Pokey Clicky right there for 99 cents. Pretty solid dollar well spent. Okay, finishing this special extra long Songs You Might Have Missed by a Band's Often Played episode on The Sounds in My Head, Voxtrot. That's right, Austin's Voxtrot, the band I love to play and don't like to see live, because man, are they bad live. And someone's just got to tell them this. Someone needs to send them an email or something and just be like, yo, dude, like, get a look. You know, like, you guys, like, there's this one guy, he's got like a 70s porn stash and like a white boy afro, and then he's wearing like polyester, and it's like the lead singer guy, he's like, his clothes don't really fit him correctly and he dances really bad, and it's just like, God, you guys are so good, stop embarrassing yourselves on stage. I just want, someone needs to grab him and take him aside and be like, dude, you're like the best songwriters coming out of Austin for years, but you gotta work on the stage presence thing. It's embarrassing for all of us. Sorry, that was a rant. Anyway, here's a song by them. It's a great song. It's called Four Long Days, and it's from their most recent EP called Mothers, Sisters, Daughters, and Wives, which you can pick up online or at any of their terrible live shows. I'm being so mean. I'm sorry. I love Voxtrot. I'm saying, you know, somebody needs to tell them. I feel like nobody is, so maybe they'll listen to my show and hate me forever. All right, finishing this episode, Voxtrot with Four Long Days on The Sounds in My Head.
All faded, the feeling is back. This is the closest thing to disaster. Keep on fading, snow white into black. The kind of thing you laugh about after. We were stuck, stacking misery. Four long days in an ugly town. We pretend to know about misery. You never felt the cold sun beating down. You will soon. Watching TV and flirting with fate. He drank my cold soul under the table. Feigning fever to risk and delay. You shouldn't cry, you're willing and able. I have lost. Why is this taking so long? The leather's cold, but the engine is warm. I think of home, I think of the sweet life. Of sweating sunshine and sandals and shorts. We had to feel my spin on the hi-fi. We got bored in our own living room. So we got stuck with an ugly fix that kills your day. You forget a lot, and then you feel the heart sun beating down, and you start to cry.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The songs I talked over this week were Bottoms Out by The Danzettes, Fuck This Shit by Belle and Sebastian, and Song for Lindy by Fatboy Slim. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, send me an email and tell me all about it. Otherwise, we'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.